Hello and welcome back to Bases Loaded. I am your host, as always, Eric Ellefson. And on this week's episode, we have NFL offseason. I have it labeled as kits off. It pretty much started like... It pretty much starts kind of like unofficially. You know, when the playoffs start, because then we have like some coach firing, maybe some coaches talk about opening positions, you know, and interviewing and stuff like that. So it kind of kicks off then, like officially, you know, kicks off like after the Super Bowl, and then free agency and kind of the official start of like the new NFL season is mid-March. I think it's March 16th or 17th, sometime around St. Patrick's Day, I think, this year. So we'll kind of go over some like coaching changes with like the hirings and firings and all that stuff. I think we officially have like all the open positions filled going into that season, because those are usually filled because teams, you know, will have interviewed people and asked about it. You know, other teams, if they can interview like a certain coordinator or someone for head coaching position or stuff like that. So, you know, it kind of starts wrapping up like once the playoffs start, and then, you know, officially after the Super Bowl. We'll also do some NBA All-Star Weekend, a little bit of a recap of that. That was not this past weekend, but the one before that. I watched a little bit of it, mostly like the skills competition stuff that took place Saturday night. And then I don't think I watched fully the All-Star game, because it is like this year, like a tournament style with four teams. You know, two teams play each other, winners go on to the championship. And it was like only first to 40 points and you win. So we'll kind of, you know, touch NBA All-Star Weekend, you know, pretty briefly, a little bit of that, and kind of some NBA stuff that is, you know, taking place, I would say, in like the past week, that we'll get to when we do that. And then wrapping up with MLB spring training, which kicked off last week, like Wednesday, or I think it was Thursday actually. So, you know, that's, you know, starting as we have MLB, like the regular season kicks off March 18th and 19th with the Tokyo series between the Cubs and Dodgers in Tokyo. And that's, you know, kind of the first, you know, kickoff, and then like a couple days later then everyone else starts. So I think it's the same thing they did last year. I think they did a Tokyo series and, you know, went from there as the regular season goes. So, you know, it's spring training, you know, teams have played maybe five games at the minimum. I think everyone's played at least five games. So, you know, kind of going into that a little bit. But yeah, and so going back to our first topic, NFL offseason. So I pulled it, or I Googled it, and then found the ESPN article about it, as it has like all the latest hirings and firings and all that. It says rumors, but, you know, I don't think there really is any rumors as of now. This article was from 2 weeks ago, so I really don't think there's any more rumors. I think all the stuff has been filled. Kicking off with the New Orleans Saints, they fired their coach Dennis Allen on November 4th. So, you know, about halfway through the season, maybe a little bit halfway through now. And then they hired Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore on February 11th. So that's kind of interesting, because, like, you know, he just won the Super Bowl with the Eagles and they played the game in New Orleans. So now he's the head coach. So there's that. The Dallas Cowboys fired Mike McCarthy, or they let him go on January 13th, and hired Brian Sodenheimer, I think that's how you pronounce it. Just about 10 days later on January 24th, who is also the offensive coordinator of the Cowboys. So goes from, you know, being the offensive coordinator to the head coach. I mean, I wish I would say, like, you know, how many years the deal is. I would imagine like 3 to 5, somewhere around there. I just see maybe the Saints even like 4 years, because the Saints are kind of in a rebuild, as I think they have the 9th overall pick in the draft and stuff like that. So kind of go from there. You know, the Cowboys are a little bit more positioned to at least be competitive, I suppose, to New Orleans. They do have the 12th overall pick in the draft. So yeah, and then the Las Vegas Raiders, they fired Antonio Pierce January 7th and hired former Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll on January 24th. See, this tells me, like, an agreement on a 3-year deal with a 4th-year team option. So, up it up it up. I don't think he was his first full season as a coach. Be the Raiders' 5th head coach since relocating to Vegas from Oakland in 2000. I don't know when the last time Carroll coached, because I think he wasn't the coach of the Seahawks this past year, because they had Mike McDonald, I think. He was like the defensive coordinator of the Ravens last season. I think Carroll was still on the team as like a player development or staff or something like that, you know, so still like helping, you know, out with the organization, but now he's, you know, back in the head coaching position. Jacksonville Jaguars fired Doug Peterson, hired Liam Cohen on. Peterson was fired on January 6th, and then they hired Cohen on January 23rd. He was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive coordinator. No information on like how many years or anything the deal is. We have the New York Jets fired Robert Saleh October 8th, so again like halfway through, and then hired Aaron Glenn, the Lions defensive coordinator. Chicago Bears fired Matt Eberflus November 29th, and then hired Ben Johnson January 20th, who was the Lions offensive coordinator. The Patriots fired Gerard Mayo January 5th after just one season, and then hired a former Patriots player Mike Vrabel January 12th to a multi-year deal. Played linebacker for the Patriots from 01 to 08, helping them win 3 Super Bowls, and then he was the Tennessee Titans head coach from 2018 to 2023. And that's it for coaches changes. I mean, yeah, nothing really else has happened. Because, like I said, free agency starts pretty much, I'm not sure. Is like mid-March. Free agency 2025. Oh wait, hold on, what are the date? That's what I should have put down. Okay, free agency negotiation period is 12 p.m. Eastern Time on March 10th to 4 p.m. Eastern Time on March 12th. So we have that. So then, because I know it's like, you know, negotiations here, they're able to like meet with teams and stuff like that. They can't sign, I don't think, but they're at least allowed to meet with like teams. And, you know, that might even be with like their former team, you know, as they try and re-sign their free agents. So I think that could also be it as well. So it's kind of like that. We'll see how that, you know, goes. I don't think there's really been any retirements that I've heard of. I know the Chiefs have given Travis Kelce until mid-March to, like, decide, or basically to, like, let them know if he's going to be retiring or coming back. I think he met yesterday with GM Brett Veach, that they're planning for him to play. I would like him back. I think what we'd have to do is, you know, maybe draft a tight end in like round 3 or 4. So we're not going to get one of the top tight ends with Tyler Warren or Colston Loveland. You know, but there's still some solid options that we can get in the later rounds. So there's that. I don't think we've had any, like, retirements or anything like that. You know, I mean, some players, once free agency, you know, it's kind of, like, long past, and we're in, like, the summer, and, you know, you have, like, OTAs and mini camp and stuff like that. You know, if there's free agents that aren't signed, you know, they might retire being like, or, you know, they're still, I don't know how we describe it, like, you know, during the season, if there's like injuries, you know, they might, you know, get a call and sign like a 1-year deal to, you know, play then. So it's something we'll keep an eye out. We have the NFL scouting combine is this week. Where did I see it? I know it's in Indianapolis, as it has been for, oh geez, maybe like a decade or so. I know there are some players that aren't planning to do like combine drills. Abdul Carter, Shador Sanders. I think those are like the big names. So I think there's that. I don't know who else. I mean, pretty much everyone I would expect, you know, from like the Senior Bowl and stuff like that to, you know, participate in like drills. I know I read that like Sanders he's not doing like the combine drills, but like he will be doing, you know, player interviews and stuff like that with teams. So there's that. And then, you know, this is the quarterback, so I don't know what drills he would be. I mean, it's usually like, you know, kind of like receiver drills, making sure you can hit like all the three levels of throws, stuff like that, you know, some scrambling, you know, decision-making, accuracy, the 40-yard dash. I don't know what he'd have to do, like, the vertical, maybe. So I don't really know. Let me see. I'm pretty sure it's this. NFL scouting combine 25, February 23rd to March 3rd. Well, then this says the 27th to Sunday, March 2nd. Huh. Anyway, the 24th had been yesterday. Would they have started? Maybe the drills and stuff are this week. Anyway, yeah. I mean, so it's kind of a way. Oh, Ashton Genty, the running back from Boise State, is also going to skip on-field drills. Will reportedly wait until pro day. So, yeah, in like March. I think it's like late March or early April. You know, they do pro days. So it's like Ohio State pro day, and it's all like players from Ohio State that have declared for the NFL draft go and, you know, do some drills and stuff like that for scouts, all that type of stuff. So it seems like, you know, players who don't do it for the combine will do it at like their school's pro day or that. So, you know, kind of see how that goes. I don't know if they show it. I think they do on like NFL Network. So, you know, we'll have a lot of like, you know, mock drafts, you know, pre-NFL combine. And then, you know, like next week, you know, it'll be like post combine, you know, mock drafts and how that, you know, affects, you know, players' draft stock and all that. So, you know, that's kind of it and kind of where we are on the NFL until, yeah, free agency starts. Probably won't be covering the combine next week. Just because, I mean, that's going to be a lot to, like, watch. And it's, like, stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, if there's any, like, kind of records or anything that's broken, you know, like, last year, Xavier Worthy, wide receiver from Texas, and then future first-round draft pick by the Chiefs, broke the 40-yard dash record at the combine. So, you know, stuff like that. I'll probably look at, like, you know, post-combine, you know, draft risers and stuff like that, maybe some followers as well. So, kind of do that. So, yeah, moving on to NBA All-Star Weekend, which was not this past weekend, but the weekend before that, the 14th through 16th in you know, San Francisco area, Bay Area. We had the Steelers competition, which was Saturday night, which I watched pretty much all of it. We had, I know, the three-point contest. There was Damian Lillard was trying to win three straight, you know, three-point contest, you know, championships. He did not do that. He didn't even make it to the finals. Tyler Hero of the Miami Heat won. I believe it was also his first competition, you know, win. Let's see if I find who all won. The Cavaliers won. Cleveland Cavaliers won the Steals Challenge. Cavaliers teammates of Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley won the challenge, becoming the first non-home team to win since the event was changed to a team format in 2022. Challenge. Yeah, because it used to be just like one player used to do it. Because, like, you know, they kind of dribble through some cones, you know, doing like bounce passes, chest passes, layup, and then they have to do like a, it's usually like a 3-point shot and then somewhere around, you know, in the paint. Well, maybe like a mid shot, like, you know, the elbow or like a free throw type of thing, somewhere in that area. So we have that. Maybe, what, this just tell me? I just want to know like the winners. Oh boy, that's not going to be helpful. We'll do three. I'm pretty sure, yeah, it's 3-point.
Yep.
Miami Heat, Tyler Hero wins. I watched that. I missed like the first little bit of the skills competition. They had Chris Paul and Victor Wembanyama of the Spurs got disqualified for trying to cut the corner on the rules or something like that. You know, so that was kind of interesting. And then we had the dunk contest with Mac McClung. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Pulling off a three-peat. He's also on G League, so he's not currently in an NBA roster, but still able to play. So this year he's with the Magic and their G League team. In the past 2 years he won it as a member of the 76ers. I think that's the first ever three-peat. Because we've had some back-to-back winners. Zach LaVine with the Timberwolves in 15-16. We had Nate Robinson in 2009 and 10 with the Knicks. And then he won it again in 2006. Jason Richardson back-to-back in 02 and 03 as a member of the Warriors. Michael Jordan won it back-to-back. The first ever to win back-to-back in 87 and 88. The Bulls, obviously, including winning in 88, you know, in Chicago. So, and then we've had some two-time winners, Dominic Wilkinson, 85 and 90. So, been doing it since 84, so this is 41 years of doing it. I can see that. I think that's about the same time they started doing the home run derby for the MLB All-Star game too. It's in regards to the game, the All-Star game itself, it's hasn't been going on as long as you would think. So that's kind of fun. There's only four participants. McClung. There was Mattis Bozelis of the Bulls. Jetson something of the Butts. Give me the participants as well. Nope, you will not. Okay, well, they didn't really do anything impressive. Because they get two dunks in the first round to it, and then, the top two, I think, make it to the, final round where it's maybe a one last dunk, or maybe it's two dunks as well. I don't really know. We tried to do something, tried to do kind of fancy dunk, you couldn't get it to, go in the hoop, but I admire what he was doing because he was trying to do something. You're in you're in a contest with a two-time defending champion, so you have to do something to try and win. And it did not work out. So up and up and up. So that was kind of the All-Star weekend. And the game, I didn't really watch it a whole lot, kind of had it on, but because they did four teams between, they were all by the NBA on TNT, crew with, Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, and then the other team, Because they did like a little rising stars type thing on Friday that they do like a freshman and then sophomore thing. So, like, you know, the rookies against, like, you know, the two-time players. So, and Candace Parker's team won, so she was the fourth team in the tournament. And yeah, I mean, we'll see if they do that again. I mean, it was, you know, different from, you know, years past that they'll do like every, you know, stuff like that. You know, what is it, like every, it seems like every like 4, maybe like 5 years or so, they change it and are like, now this is what it is. And, you know, we're doing, you know, different formats. So we'll see what happens next year. I think some of the players have talked about wanting to do like a one-on-one tournament, which could be pretty interesting, you know, especially if you have like, you know, if you get a guard, you know, like a Luka or Shea Gilgeous-Alexander or, you know, Anthony Edwards, Kyrie Irving, you know, and they make like the semifinals or like, you know, round 2 or 3 type of situation. They have to go up against, you know, like a Giannis or, you know, Karl Anthony Towns or something like that, you know, how that would kind of work. But so, you know, we'll see how that goes. See how it goes for next year. But, and then, you know, wrapping it up with some MLB spring training, which, like I said, kicked off so, you know, it's been a couple, you know, we're about a week in. Like I said, probably played about 5 games or so. Oh no, wait, hold on, I know what I wanted to talk about else with the NBA. So we had, I think it was reported last Thursday that the Spurs are shutting down Victor Wembanyama for the season. I think it was a blood clot in his shoulder. So there's, you know, he shut down for the rest of the season. And then it seems like they're also, that head coach Greg Popovich is also unlikely to return this season. He's been out since like, it was like late November, early December, after suffering a stroke. So they announced, like, you know, he won't be back this season, and like his future is also up in air. So that's, you know, I want to mention that with the NBA. And then also tonight we have Luka Doncic's return to Dallas between the, you know, Lakers and Mavs at 9 p.m. I think it's a 9 o'clock game because, I mean, it's in Dallas. It's probably going to be the... Yes, 9 o'clock on TNT, True TV, and then HBO Max. So then who is the early game? It's 6:30. Cavaliers and Magic. Okay. So yeah, that's kind of, that'll be interesting to watch. Oh, I thought it was in Dallas, but I guess it's in LA. Okay, I was wrong, so I don't know when. I think he still will play in Dallas later. Maybe it's in March or something. Let's see. Let's check the Lakers schedule. Okay, not in March. And then, so it must be in April. Okay, April 9th, he makes his return to Dallas as a member of, you know, a visiting team. So, okay, I was wrong. I thought it was in Dallas tonight. But, you know, so going back to baseball, we have, I mean, spring training, like I said, started last week. I mean, hey, I know it's only spring training, but my Cubbies are undefeated, so, you know, we'll take it. But, I mean, you know, I mean, just looking at the scores from today, I mean, they just won. I think the score went final about maybe 20 minutes or so ago. Yeah, about 20 minutes ago. So, we had that. But then, you know, the Mariners are up 11-3 on the Dodgers, and the Dodgers are 1-4. I doubt, I mean, you don't know, they're not going to be that. I mean, the Dodgers, they know who, like, you know, is going to be on their, you know, 26-man roster for the regular season. You know, this is all about, like, you know, those players getting some at-bats, getting some, you know, innings pitched, you know, some, you know, prospects on the minor leagues, you know, who got, like, spring training invites, you know, being able to show them, you know, what they can do. And, like, you know, even if they don't make the, you know, opening day roster, like, you know, if an injury or something happens, you know, throughout, I mean, injuries are going to happen throughout the year for all teams, you know, like, you know, they can be like, well, call him up, you know, he was in spring training, he had, like, you know, 30, 40 at-bats, he did pretty well. You know, brought some, you know, to play multiple positions defensively, so, you know, help us until, like, you know, our injured player comes back, and, you know, maybe we decide to keep them and send, you know, maybe someone who is struggling down to minor leagues and stuff like that. So, sometimes where it's like, you know, your team is like, finishes like below 500 in spring training, or like a losing record in spring training, it's really not that big of a deal because, like, you know, spring training, like the Nationals, they're 3-0. I don't expect them to be, you know, they might kind of take a little bit of a step. They're still kind of rebuilding, so I don't know if they'll be fully, like, they'll not be fully, like, a playoff team, but for them, it's just, you know, developing their minor, their players in the minor leagues and kind of working their way back to, like, playoff contention again. And, like, the Yankees are 1-3, they're not going to be, you know, they're still going to be one of the favorites in the American League. So, and then also some team, and then some days, you know, a team will play a split squad game. So, like, you know, half the team goes, you know, plays this team, and then the other half plays that. So, like, you know, kind of wait for, like, some more. Usually, like, one game is, like, kind of, like, the starters for, like, the major league team. And the other game, you know, has some, like, you know, minor leaguers and, like, some other, you know, players that will be, like, bench players on the MLB team, stuff like that. So, not really a big deal. I mean, we won 4-2 against the Diamondbacks, who are 1-4. Like, they're not going to be that bad, you know. They should rebound. Let's see who all played for us. Looks like most of our starters. Have, like, Kyle Tucker, new addition, you know, after trading from the Astros. You know, 3 at-bats, 3 walks. So, you know, raises the on-base percentage and stuff like that, that's for sure. So, you know, and who pitched? Jameson Taillon, 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 earned run, no walks, 2 strikeouts, and a home run. Okay, yeah, I mean, pretty standard. I want to look. You know, yeah, like I said, when we start the season, March 18th, in Tokyo, you know, 5:10 a.m. start time. So, you know, that's fun. It looks like we're technically the home team. Huh. That'll be interesting. Is this not spring training? No, that still says spring training. I don't know when the regular season started. This Tokyo thing is throwing me off. Because then we do that, and then that Friday after that, it says we have a spring training game in Mesa, Arizona. It's Sloan Park where we play our home games for spring training. I don't know what's happening. That's all confused me. I don't know what's happening. You know, I'm happy. I'm just happy baseball's back, and they're lucky because they just be like, you know, do baseball in like Arizona and Florida and like, you know, here in Wisconsin. It's, well, I mean, today was like, it's like 40 something, so it's like, I've just been out with like in like a hooded sweatshirt all day, like, you know, it's not that bad out. And then, but you know, like last week we had like negative 20 or something, or negative 30, it felt like, with like wind chills and stuff. So the duality of Wisconsin winter. So, you know, someday it'd be fun to like go down to, you know, Arizona and watch like, for like maybe a weekend or something like that, and watch like a spring training game or two. And, you know, so maybe someday. That'd be fun though. Even if it's like one Cubs game and then, you know, the other game or two is like not to do with that. But, you know, so yeah, that pretty much wraps it up for this episode. We'll see. I can do a show. I'll probably be able to do the show same time next Tuesday, even though next Tuesday is my birthday. But, you know, it should still, you know, work. So, or if anything, then, you know, I'll make it work. We'll figure out something. So, that'll probably just be more basketball. And then maybe, you know, going over like NFL scouting combine, and I think we can probably start previewing some college basketball, because I think like that, I don't know if that starts my birthday, but maybe that the day after, so like the March 5th or 6th, they'll have like conference tournaments starting, because they usually split them up that weekend, because then Selection Sunday is March 16th, and then March Madness will start the 20th. So yeah, that'll be something to do as well next week, because then they usually split the tournament. So like, I think next week, like Thursday or Wednesday, the Big Ten Women's Conference Tournament starts, and then the next weekend is the Men's Tournament. I don't know. I think the Men's Tournament's in Indianapolis, where it's usually been, and then maybe, I don't know if the women's tournament would be in there too, because that'd be only a couple days after like the NFL scouting combine is done, so I don't know if they'd be able to get that around, because like, yeah, the men's tournament's usually been in Indianapolis, usually is. I know there's a couple times where it's been in the United Center in Chicago, I think. I don't think like Milwaukee, like Wisconsin's ever hosted it. Madison, like at the Kohl Center where the Badgers play, has never hosted it, because it's usually around, you know, high school boys basketball, and at the time like girls basketball tournaments as well were happening, so they couldn't do it then. But now they do, like, I know they do the men's tournament in Madison. I'm pretty sure they still do the women's tournament in Green Bay. Like, I think for like the past almost 10 years or so, they've done it in Green Bay. As opposed to having them both in Madison, I'm not really sure. Because I know they've announced. I think they've announced the men or the boys, Wisconsin State tournament brackets. I think that was over the weekend, not Baroque, but I mean, I wouldn't expect it. If they were, I'd be like, huh? What happened? What I missed? So, you know, there's something I just thought of. Also, we didn't talk about as well, and kind of preview that. I think most of the men's conference, major men's conference tournaments, are the following weekend. I think it's when like the ACC and the Big Ten. The SEC might be next weekend. I'll have to see, but so there's that. So yeah, that wraps it up for this week. I will see you at some point next week, probably the same time. I can pretty much, you know, make it work. I only record for like 40 some minutes and stuff like that, so I'm not here that long. the podcast, so I try and keep it in that kind of format, around 30 to 40 minutes. So thank you all for listening, and I will see you next week. Peace out.